Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGNR. I've talked to a lot of important people in my life, but no one who's had as a profound an impact on my digestive system as Tim O'Brien, the president of Vienna Beef. Tim, welcome to the afternoon news.
Oh, Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you all today.
I just want to thank you for all those happy memories, the onion, the pickle relish. I've never done the sport peppers, but I'm willing to give it another try.
Well, I wish I could take credit, you know, for making the millions of hot dogs we make a year, but we've got a wonderful staff that is, you know, works with us over there in back of the yards. And, you know, as a Chicago company, we got to produce in Chicago. We used to produce, as you know, in Lincoln Park right there at Fullerton and Damon since 1970. And then a few years ago, we moved for various reasons to Pershing and Morgan, and those are the people doing the great work. I appreciate it. And they've had one heck of a run for 17 months making product in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, the thing is, hot dog stands are one of those things that if you grew up near one and they've become they are an institution in people's lives. And Chicago hot dog stands certainly are that. So I love this idea of helping them out with the Chicago Hot Dog Stand Challenge. Explain it for me.
Yeah, thank you. We're pretty excited about it. You know, we went through the pandemic and we noticed we were, you know, losing a lot of operators, and it was just really difficult on a lot of people. And we said, you know what, when the time is right, we're going to put some resources and some focus back to help those, local neighborhood places get some excitement, get some traffic, get some volume, and maybe we can do some good with it. So, yeah, we introduced today the Vienna Beef Hot Dog Stand Challenge, and it's pretty simple. You know, we've got almost 375 hot dog stands, and we're going to give people 60 days to visit them, and the people that visit the most are going to get some phenomenal prizes.
Tim O'Brien is the president of Vienna Beef. So, right, tell me about that, how that works. They're Vienna Beef hot dog stands, or they're hot dog stands that sell Vienna Beef hot dogs? How does that, what's the relationship there?
Yeah, we don't have any, you know, corporate stores or own stores. We have a cafe over on Morgan that is a participating retailer. But basically, we're supporting all of the people that purchase our products and fly the banner of Vienna Beef. And those people are the backbone of our business and have been for, you know, literally 128 years. But they're also the backbone of the city from a food standpoint. And, you know, they're in every neighborhood from, you know, West Rogers Park to Pilsen to Printers Row to East Garfield Park, where we have our office now. And the opportunity for us to sort of incent people to go visit those hot dog stands, scan a QR code, and, you know, become part of a leaderboard to see if you are one of those that are achieving, you know, some high visit rates, is something that we think is really going to draw some excitement and some fun, some fun times for all of Chicago, we hope. Because let's be honest, you know, we've gone through a rough patch, and I think hot dogs can help us come out of that a little bit.
Bring us together. Tim O'Brien, the president of Vienna Beef. So I guess it's not much different than a local neighborhood tavern with an old-style sign in it, right? It's that sort of relationship, a Vienna Beef flag out front. Right. They're selling that for your product.
Yeah, Steve, you're absolutely right. And you know, I'll be honest with you, we have a lot of people at Vienna that work on this. We have a lot of people at Vienna that work on everything every day. And while I may have a title, you know, I'm so fortunate and so blessed to have such, you know, great brand awareness, but most importantly, relationships with the city of Chicago. You know, we like to say that, you know, there's so many different types of food in Chicago that make Chicago, whether deep dish pizza and pierogies and Malort, right? Could be a lot of stuff.
Right.
And I think that Vienna understands its mission.
Sometimes its hot dogs come after the Malort, just here.
Oh, I know it does. And then they mix it with Old Style. I saw a couple people on Southport doing that. But no, we're pretty fortunate. I think that we have a unique standing here in Chicagoland, and we felt that, this hot dog challenge was something that we could give back and fund and provide some really cool prizes, but also just give somebody the opportunity to go do something that was, entertaining.
Yeah, you can go to hotdogstandchallenge.com, and prizes are there that you can register for it there. I'm at the leaderboard right now. You can still catch up. This guy named Chris H. is leading right now. He's visited 7 stands. He's got 11 check-ins, so I don't know if that means he had a couple hot dogs at a couple spots. But then, number two is a guy named Peter K with just 3 stops. So yeah, and I didn't sort of explore around. I didn't register, but if you register, then do you see the hot dog stands that are participating, or how do you find those?
Yeah, great question. No, thank you. Yeah, there's clearly a website that you join, and that website does have a locator on it. You put in your city, you put in your neighborhood, you put in a zip code, and it'll show you where you can go and visit any of almost 400 hot dog stands to participate. And the winner of this entire program after 60 days is not only gets the top dog title, which we think is fun, but probably have to give them gas money because they're going to have to spend a lot of time on the Kennedy and the Stevenson trying to go to different hot dog stands. Right. But they win. You know, we're going to give away a sort of a VIP ticket every month. So White Sox tickets for guaranteed rate and Wrigley Field and United Center and the zoos and things like that. They get a gift card for VienneBeef.com to ship stuff. So we're trying to make it fun. We're also giving away prizes to people that participate. So random winners will be getting Vienna Weenieware and things like that. And we also have the other thing, if I could, is
sure.
We came up with something called the Mayor of the Neighborhood.
So I love
those
this.
People that,
so you yeah, could well, just you if, could just sit on your favorite stool at your favorite stand and stuff your face and win something, right?
Right, and I somebody told me that we should probably do a Weight Watchers challenge the next 60 days after the program. But we did want to, we had initially wanted to go and, start with, East Rogers Park and Pilsen, like I said before. Mm-hmm. But there was just, in some of those neighborhoods, there wasn't a ton of operators. So we decided to kind of group them. So, we have North Side, South Side. So maybe we'll get a little rivalry. Maybe we can get a North Side, South Side thing going, but it's pretty basic, and we're trying to bring a little bit of fun to a time in Chicago that's clearly been a little bit rough for a lot of people in the restaurant business.
Tim O'Brien, the president of Vienna Beef, and then just organically those stands around the city and the area benefit from all this. It's a great idea. I wish you great success. We'll have to check in October to see who the winner is.
Please give me a buzz. I'm happy to go. Maybe we can bring the winner on. I'm sure he's going to be a character.
I would love that. That's a great idea. We'll make a note of it. Thanks, Tim.
Sounds great, Steve.
You're
have a great night.
Bye-bye. You too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.